The Haines School Board hires Rich Carlson as interim superintendent for the second time. And about 40 people complete the first ever Chilkat Challenge Triathlon. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more up next. When the Haines School District superintendent resigned unexpectedly in 2015, a retired educator stepped in. Now, Rich Carlson is coming back. On Friday, the school board voted to hire Carlson as interim superintendent for the second time. He'll fill in following the departure of the most recent top administrator, who was on the job 1 year. The decision came down to time and money. The board considered three candidates for interim superintendent: Carlson, Kevin Shipley, and Susan McCauley. Former Superintendent Tony Habra recently left his position after just a year. McCauley was interim commissioner of the Alaska Department of Education and Early Development in 2016. Shipley was most recently superintendent of the Cake City School District. Carlson served as interim superintendent in Haines during the 2015 to 2016 school year. He retired a few years ago after a dozen years as superintendent in Klawak. His daughter recently was hired as a kindergarten teacher at the Haines School. This time around, he was the district's least expensive option. Carlson will receive the same compensation he did a few years ago, $425 per day, or an about $110,000 yearly salary. McCauley asked to be compensated the same as Habra would have been this year, a little over $114,000 before benefits. The board said Shipley's price would be between $118,000 and $125,000. Principal Renee Martin said between the three candidates, she didn't think there was a wrong choice, but she said the district has to be fiscally responsible.
This might just be my nervousness of moving forward with the budget, and it might be just because I'm a little gun shy, but I feel like Rich might be while it is definitely the safe choice, it might be our fiscally responsible choice while we're trying to figure out how do we make this scale down, this pretty significant scale down that we still didn't successfully make going into next year that we were hoping for.
Administrators spent this spring trying to trim down the FY18 budget, facing lower student numbers and reduced state funding. The district downsized by three staff positions, including an assistant principal job. The budget is taking another hit because the district is paying Habra a $66,000 settlement. The board has not explained why the former superintendent is being paid after resigning. Conversations about the decision were held behind closed doors. Board member Sarah Chapel was also concerned about finances for the interim hire.
Currently, feels like Dr. McCauley is a really unique opportunity for our district, and I want us to be brave enough to take that opportunity. But like Renee, I'm pretty worried about the financial aspect of what we've done already and how we're going to get through this next year.
Cost wasn't the only factor for the board. Carlson was also the only candidate who could be in Haines full-time. If she got the job, the board said McCauley wanted to be in Haines half-time. Here's President Anne-Marie Palmieri, followed by Inez Gross.
Hard to build relationships. There's certain things, there's transportable work and there's non-transportable work. I just think that's a lot of time to not be, in the district.
But Jeannie Kitayama felt strongly about McCauley.
I just feel like in Haines, we have never had a candidate of her caliber available.
I'm not gonna argue.
This is an opportunity for our district.
Kitayama was the only board member who voted against hiring Carlson. He's expected to be back in Haines in August. About 40 people competed in the first ever 35-mile Chilkat Challenge Triathlon Saturday. The race consisted of an 8-mile paddle, a 20-mile bike ride, and a 6-mile run. It started at Mosquito Lake and followed the Chilkat River down to Letnikoff Cove. Haines was well represented among the top finishers. Ross Ellingwood of Haines was the fastest solo man with a time of about 3 hours and 3 minutes. Elisa Besky won the solo women's category in around 3 hours and 21 minutes. The quickest team was A's Ablaze out of Juneau with a time of about 3 hours and 5 minutes. The second place finishers were Haines resident Dylan Nelson, Skagway resident Abigail Myers, and the SEAC team from Juneau. A South Carolina visitor and Whitehorse resident came in third in the men's and women's solo categories. The race was put on by Alaska Clean Water Advocacy. Organizer Gershon Cohen says even though the weather was rainy, the event turned out well.
Folks felt like it really pushed them, but not to the point where they couldn't do it.
Cohen says the Triathlon Steering Committee hopes to make the Chilkat Challenge an annual event in Haines.
The only question that we have now as a steering committee for next year is we have to consider the fact that there's a very good chance this is going to double or triple in size. Now that we've done it once and pulled it off and people really liked it, they're going to tell other people. And so it could be interesting to deal with the fact that the Mosquito Lake launch area is actually very small. And so we're not sure how we're going to work that out yet.
For more detailed race results, visit ChilkatChallengeTriathlon.com. 23 Haines children will display their acting and singing talents in a musical production this weekend. The Lynn Canal Community Players Youth Theater Camp is staging The Mad Adventures of Mr. Toad. It marks the fourth Haines production of Oregon-based director Stanley Coleman. Like the past few Coleman-led productions, the play is full of goofy songs and life lessons. KHNS's Emily Files has more.
He's worse than before!
It's a tragedy! What are we to do?
Toad is a crazed person that takes up crazes.
And now his newest craze is a motor car. And it's just a mad adventure about his newest craze.
It's a public scandal. Everyone from Oakland is talking about him. He's so hard to handle. He's a threat to everybody's property and threat to life and limb.
He's beyond reason.
Well, the play is based on the story The Wind in the Willows.
That's director Stanley Coleman. Here's a clip from Disney's 1949 Wind in the Willows movie.
A motor car? Gad, what have I been missing?
The play was adapted by Vera Morris. It focuses on Mr. Toad's ill-fated obsession with cars. Selby Long plays Toad, who eventually steals a car. But they're not using a real vehicle in this production.
There's this motorized granny cart that we use, and it's motorized, so it's really fun to just go around in that.
Mr. Toad takes the granny cart on a joyride.
Out of the way! Goathawks! Here comes Toad! To the row!
A chase ensues. A couple weasels, played by Hayden Jimenez and Ace Asper, stand to the side, cackling.
The weasels are trying to kick Toad out because they want his house.
He's very rich and has, like, probably the best house in, everywhere. And so we want his home, and we tricked him into stealing a car, which got him to prison for 20 years.
50 years for insulting an officer of the law, and if I add up correctly, it comes to 19 years.
19 years of bad and bad!
First grade, a 19-year sentence.
Better make it work, 20 to be on the same side.
Do the weasels take over Toad's home? Does Toad ever make it out of jail? You'll have to see the show to get the answers to those questions. Coleman says Toad learns a life lesson or two along the way.
This is a story about how people can change, you know? So this story is really about human nature, you know, and about how we as human beings act.
Production manager Bill Winkley helps lead the Haines Theater Camp.
We are quite astounded by how much some of these youth have incorporated stuff that we've tried to teach them in previous years, and it's just coming naturally out there. Tremendous growth with some of these kids.
Even though some of the kids are seasoned actors by now, they still have some challenges.
Getting your lines
getting the keys of the song.
Getting your lines and probably just being on stage in front of, knowing you're the day's coming that you're about to get on stage in front of 200 and something people.
You can see The Mad Adventures of Mr. Toad this Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. in the Chilkat Center. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us this evening. Coming up next, a special series from Alaska's Energy Desk called Midnight Oil. The limited series will air every Monday after the local news.